Eighth grade history, United States history, March 23rd through 27th. Thursday, March 26th. History unit, technology, infrastructure, and cities after War of 1812. Lesson 4, steamboats and canals. Objective, be able to do this by the end of the lesson. Number 1, identify key details regarding the steamboats and its advantages to river travel. Number 2. Identify the four Great Lakes on a map. Number 3. Identify the creation of the Lake Erie Canal. Introduction to Lesson 4. Yesterday we looked at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution and how roads became a key part in helping cities grow. Today we will look at how the steamboat and canal system allowed for faster transportation of goods and peoples throughout the Great Lakes area and the rest of the United States. Plan of attack. For 5 minutes, review yesterday's flashcards. Read and annotate textbook pages 354 and 355 with an eye toward key details. Answer questions related to the reading. And finally, craft your own challenge on a separate sheet of paper on yesterday's vocabulary, the National Road, the Steamboat, and Canals. Please give at least 10 questions. Page 13. The Steamboat and Canals. This can be found on pages 354 and 355 of the textbook. Traveling on rivers. River travel was far more comfortable than travel by road, which was often rough and bumpy. Also, boats or barges could carry far larger loads of farm products or other goods. River travel has two big drawbacks, however. First, most major rivers in the eastern region flowed in a north-south direction, while most people and goods headed east or west. Second, while traveling downstream was easy, moving upstream against the current was slow. In the 1780s and 1790s, boat captains were already using steam engines to power boats in quiet waters. These early engineers, however, did not have enough power to overcome the strong currents and winds found in larger rivers, lakes, or oceans. The first voyage. In 1802, Robert Livingston, a political and business leader, hired Robert Fulton to build a steamboat with a powerful engine. Livingston wanted the steamboat to carry cargo and passengers up the Hudson River from New York City to Albany. In 1807, Fulton launched his steamboat, the Clermont. The boat made the 150-mile, 241-kilometer, trip from New York to Albany in 32 hours. Using only sails, the trip would have taken 4 days. Page 14. The Clermont offered many comforts. Passengers could sit or stroll on deck or relax in sleeping compartments below deck. The engine was noisy, but its power provided for a smooth ride. Steamboats ushered in a new age of river travel. Shipping goods and moving people became cheaper and faster. Regular steamboat service began along the Mississippi River between New Orleans and Natchez, Mississippi, in 1812. Steamboats also contributed to the growth of river cities such as Cincinnati and St. Louis. By 1850, some 700 steamboats were carrying cargo and passengers within the United States. New waterways. Steamboats improved transportation, but were limited to major rivers. No such river linked the East and the West. Business and government officials, led by DeWitt Clinton in New York, developed a plan to connect New York City with the Great Lakes region. They would build a canal, an artificial waterway, across the state of New York. The canal would connect the Hudson River with Buffalo on Lake Erie. From these points, Existing rivers and lakes could connect a much wider area, the Erie Canal. Thousands of workers, many of them Irish immigrants, helped build the 363-mile, 584-kilometer, Erie Canal. Along the way, they built a series of locks, separate compartments, in which the workers could raise or lower the water level. The locks worked like an escalator to raise and lower boats up and down hills. Canal building was a hazardous task. Many workers died as a result of cave-ins or blasting accidents. Another threat was disease, which bred in the swamps where the workers toiled. After more than 8 years of hard work, the Erie Canal opened on October 26, 1825. Clinton, who was now governor of New York, boarded a barge in Buffalo and traveled on the canal to Albany. From there, he sailed down the Hudson River to New York City. As crowds cheered, officials poured water from Lake Erie into the Atlantic Ocean. Page 15. Questions on steamboats and canals. Answer these questions as fully as possible. Number 1. Although river travel was smoother, what were two drawbacks or disadvantages of river travel? Number 2. What did Robert Livingston ask Robert Fulton to build? Number 3. How would Fulton's invention fix or remedy a disadvantage of river travel? Number 4. What effects did the steamboat have on river travel? Number 5. DeWitt Clinton wanted to connect what city with which region? Number 6. What makes New York City special? Number 7. What are the four Great Lakes? Number 8. How long was the Lake Erie Canal? Number 9. How long did it take to create the Lake Erie Canal? In what year did the canal open? In what year did construction begin? Number 10. Each image going down shows the boat moving from right to left. This image attempts to show how the canal lock system functions. Try to write out the steps for how the lock system functions. Use the terms boat, gate A, and gate B. This concludes Thursday's lesson.